Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast on Webmaster Radio. I'm your host, David Vogelpohl, here with my special co-host, Stephen Word.
Howdy.
Awesome. And everybody, just a reminder, I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine. I love to bring the best of WordPress to you every week here on Press This. Just a reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or SoundCloud. And as always, you can download episodes at webmasterradio.fm/shows/Press This. In this episode, we're going to be interviewing Tomas Zaman of Codable. Tomas, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Awesome. Tomas, did I say your last name correctly? Did I totally butcher it?
You said it almost correctly. So it's Tomas. It's like sh at the end. So Tomas Zaman.
All right. So that was pretty close. With a last name like Vogelpohl, I try to do my best to pronounce those last names.
Okay.
Tomas. We're going to be asking some more questions here in a little bit, but the show today, just as a reminder for everyone, is Better Specs, Clever Lessons from Thousands of Projects. And basically, the gist here is that if you're a WordPress developer or if you're a business user and you've been frustrated that your projects are not going well, not getting what you want, oh my goodness, what do you do? That's what Tomas is going to cover here today. Tomas works for a company called Codable. Codable is a platform for facilitating projects with business people, with vetted WordPress developers. He's going to tell us a little bit more about that, but thousands and thousands of projects have flowed through Codable, and Tomas is going to give insights into things that business users and developers can do to build better specs and deliver faster and higher quality projects. But we wanted to take a quick second here to do an update from the community. If you'll recall, a few episodes ago, we covered PHP compatibility and its implications to your site's speed and security. And there's a subgroup that's part of the WordPress core team called Core-PHP. Stephen, there was a meeting the other day talking about PHP leveling. Could you give us a little insight into not maybe the specifics about what the core team's doing, but some of its high-level objectives with the WordPress community?
Sure. As we discussed in a previous podcast, getting up to a modern PHP version is very important for security, for performance. And staying up to date is one of the things that, you really want to stay on top of. One of the challenges, though, is that, WordPress core can be up to date and be compatible. That's an effort that has been pretty successful. But extending that to the plugin and theme authors is something that's coming into focus right now. And so through tools like the PHP compatibility checker, you can scan existing plugins and themes. But there's also, a group effort in the community to see if we can kind of preemptively go through and check for problems before they occur rather than retroactively fixing them.
Awesome. So I think the short answer to all that is that the team is working to help up-level the community, more people running PHP, more code PHP 7 or the most current version. So there'll be some support through the community and through the core team for that. Socializing it and socializing the tools to help make that happen. So enough with the community updates. On to Tomas. Tomas, I asked this of every guest. Really curious to know yours. I know Pear with Codable. I know his story pretty well. But what's your WordPress origin story? How did you get started with all this WordPress stuff?
Actually, I started with Codable. I have no prior experience with WordPress since before I founded Codable, which is based on WordPress. In fact, I've specialized in another CMS called Typo3 back in the days when I was a student. I was kind of pushed into this ecosystem because it's a really popular CMS for enterprise and educational sector. So I just kind of, you know, started to delve more into how websites work. So I'm a self-taught developer, and I just kind of offered my faculty where I was studying at the time whether they'd be interested in having a new website, because I needed an excuse to learn it, and they thankfully said yes. So that's how my development career started, really. And it wasn't until I met Per and have worked with him for quite a while on a competitive marketplace that I kind of got the idea that you know, that particular marketplace didn't really fulfill nor my needs nor Per's needs in terms of me as a developer. I had to you know, compete with people from different kinds of backgrounds, and some of those people could offer, you know, hourly rates as low as maybe $5, which was just, yeah, ridiculous. And Per, on the other hand, because he was my client, he always, for every project, had to go through, you know, 50 plus people, and he had to pre kind of screen them and talk to some of them to find the right candidate. So I offered him to build a marketplace with me that will solve my issues and his issues at the same time. So going into WordPress was really a business decision, because we knew that if we were to compete back in the days with, for example, Elance or freelancer.com or other portals, we would probably fail because we were too late to the party, so to speak.
So Tomáš, really interesting. So Per seduced you to the WordPress side of the force, is what I'm hearing here, as part of the effort with Codable.
Actually, we were brainstorming which market to attack, so to speak, and where is what niche could we go into to distinguish ourselves or separate ourselves from the competition. And you know, based on the amazing numbers that WordPress has in terms of popularity, it was a no-brainer. So there we were, two guys opening a business without any prior experience with WordPress, really.
That's really interesting. I ran an agency for about 5 years, and early on, we had to make a similar decision. Which CMS were we going to focus on? And market opportunity was one of the big drivers for that with my team at the time. So it's really interesting to see how many people make that decision based on that. You know, with WordPress over 28% of the web now, it's definitely a huge, huge opportunity. So mm-hmm. I feel for the listeners, though, we kind of jumped the gun a little bit. We talked about Codable. And, you know, I guess the summary I gave early on is that it's this marketplace where people can post a job for others to provide an estimate, developers to provide an estimate, and then, you know, win that estimate or bid and then complete the project. And I mean, we recommend Codable to customers here at WP Engine. I personally recommend it to my friends. I haven't had one person come back to me and say they had a bad experience, just raving about it. But maybe mm-hmm. you could kind of give a better summary than I did. Like, tell me how Codable works, because I think it's really important as we kind of dig into the next set of questions around specifications. So give us real high level how Codable works.
Well, I'm going to share a secret with you, which is really not a secret because I've shared it so many times by now. So our secret recipe is in artificial leveling of our clients with the experts that work through Codable. So at all times, we maintain this level of supply and demand, which means that the client can't get 50 estimates. They get 2, 3, 4, and that's pretty much it. So it's significantly easier for them to choose the right expert. On the other hand, for the experts, what we do is we provide, we shield them in a way, in front of bad clients, because they do come around, some toxic ones. So we help them resolve the issues. We help, you know, we help some projects that go off the rails to get back on track. So essentially it works from an interface standpoint. It works similar to other marketplaces, right? So you post your project, you get an estimate, you speak to the chosen developer or a candidate, and then you hire them, and then you get it done, right? But it's all that it's behind the scenes that is the codable magic, so to speak. It's what we do. It's what we monitor with every single project. A lot of them is automated, but we do have several triggers in the background that alert us if anything goes wrong.
If I could summarize that real quick, you generally are pre-vetting them before they even get there to be bidded on. And I think that's a really interesting aspect. I'm going to talk to you about that here in a second. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S. WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing. Email sales at webmasterradio.fm today and get your message delivered now.
Webmasterradio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on Cranberry.fm.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Press This. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. And before the break, we were interviewing Tomaj with Codable. And Tomaj, you were telling me that as people post jobs to be bid on in Codable, that you guys pre-vet them. And I think that's an interesting observation because I think a lot of agencies will jump and freelancers will jump into every project and try to work through every deal and see if they can get a sale. When you're trying to spec things out, I think the first question people should be asking is this even the right client for me? And it sounds like at Codable, you guys are doing some of that pre-vetting. So kind of eliminating the need to have a bad relationship in the very beginning, making sure that the people who are bidding match the businesses who are bidding.
Exactly.
So I think that's a really important lesson for a lot of people who don't vet their clients on that level. Like Codable kind of does it automatically, but I think other people kind of getting leads from the outside should also be thinking about that. So let me ask you this question. What are your high-level thoughts on how business owners should approach building specifications for a project? What's like the first thing they should think about, or what's the governing principle for, I'm going to write down specs for somebody. What should be that governing principle for those people?
I would say they should focus on what they want the result to be, because we see a lot of clients posting projects with us that describe how it should be done. And this is usually kind of a red flag goes up with our experts, because some of those clients tend to overcomplicate things or have a very specific way which is can be suboptimal, right? So they should focus on what their current situation is and what their end goal or end result should be. Let the experts or let the people they're thinking of hiring worry about what happens, to get between or from A to B.
Yeah, that's...
this is by far, I would say, the biggest recommendation I have.
Yeah, right. To present the problem or the end result rather than the solution. I think that's a lesson I even retaught myself this week on an internal project, coming in with suggested solutions instead of presenting a problem, because you're right. It's the expert, right? You don't know the best way to accomplish it. As the business person or as the marketing person or the non-technical person, but you know what you want to accomplish. And if you go in leading with a recommendation, then that entire project, the entire success of the project rests on what you thought was the right idea, not listening to the expert. Do you
exactly
see that?
But,
go ahead.
But you also have to keep an open mind, because what we also see is that sometimes our experts, being experts, they even have alternative suggestions to what the solution really should look like, right? So have an open mind, because you're hiring somebody that knows more than you do as a client, of course. So be open to different kind of solutions or different suggestions.
Yeah, I think that's really, really valuable. Again, through my personal experience quoting these things out, having, you know, clients come in and, you know, the first question I was always asked is, well, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, what's your end result here? And we would significantly change strategies based on getting an understanding of what that actual objective was. You know, maybe they wanted to focus on social, but search was actually where the opportunity was in relation to optimizing their site. Having that open mind, I think, is really, really valuable for people, rather than just grokking around, oh, I want to do this one thing because I think that's what's going to be best, but leveraging those assets. So,
yeah, if I may, just one more thing. I'd say that it's also important that they ask themselves, what do I want to accomplish, but in business sense, in business terms, because a lot of times people judge the results of a WordPress developer's work by their visual, by how it looks, and that is wrong, right? It can look super, super nice, but if it doesn't meet or perform with your business goals, then it's just something you're proud of because it looks pretty but doesn't really do anything for your business, right? So it's important to focus on your business goals.
I agree. You can't deposit pretty designs in the bank, can you, Tomasz?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's one big thing that the business owner or marketer can do, is walk in with, what is my business objective, discuss it with the developer, and come up with a solution that gets you to the business objective. What is the overarching theme that the developer should be doing? Like when they're getting these things back, what is that overarching kind of goal or guidepost that they should be operating under to make sure they're getting to good specs with the client?
One thing, and one thing only, and a lot of it, and that is communication. It has nothing to do with code. It has nothing to do with anything technical. It's communication. The biggest failures we see, not just on Codable, in general, when things go wrong, is because people fail to communicate properly. And I strongly believe, and we go to extra mile to educate our experts, to speak to our clients periodically, even if the clients don't understand all of the things that our experts are explaining, the clients appreciate it. They know what's going on. I mean, they're putting their money into it, so they deserve to be, you know, up to speed at all times. So communication is by far number one thing that every WordPress person every business person really should focus on, because it's how you speak to people when you sell, you speak to people when you deliver, when you educate, when things go wrong, when things go right. Every time you speak to people, business are people, not code, not WordPress, not computers, people.
So communication makes sense. And, you know, I know a lot of freelancers, you know, are kind of single person or a couple people shops. And if you're the introverted developer type, I'm not saying that they all are, of course, but many can be. How do you deal with that from a communication standpoint? How do you get past that kind of introverted nature that you might have from some people?
Let me share a secret. Being introverted has nothing to do with not being a people's person. It's how you gather or how you recollect your energy. So introverts need to be alone in order to gather that energy. And they have plenty of time to be alone while they write code or go for a walk. But they should spend time, they should learn how to spend time and talk to people. Everybody needs, you know, it's in human nature to speak to other people, so it's not that hard. Now, I think people will say it's easy for you to say, Tomasz, you're an extrovert, and yes, I am, but we have plenty of introverts on Codable and they work just fine. It's not that hard to schedule a meeting once a day for 20 minutes and speak to another human being. Period.
Words to live by. I think everyone can match that. You know, it's kind of funny at WP Engine, one of the things we do a lot of training around is something called Arbinger. And without being an Arbinger expert, which I totally am not, but the basic principles of it are this kind of outward-facing mindset where you try to put yourself in the shoes of the other person. And then you also put yourself in their shoes relative to solving their problems. And, you know, understanding where they're coming from and what they're trying to accomplish will help you to serve them in a more meaningful way. I think it's interesting to hear how that aligns up with some of your philosophies on speccing. What are some ways that you've seen developers in Codable or you yourself have participated where techniques they did or processes they did that helped them get in their customers' shoes a little bit better?
Yeah, I would say, again, we trained them to periodically talk to their customers. We don't have any special rules about it or special ways apart from getting periodically in touch with them. If they don't do that, we see it. We see how often people communicate in our dashboards, and we trigger them like, hey, you haven't updated or you haven't spoken with your client a couple of days. You know, is there something wrong? Can we help somehow? Sometimes clients go AWOL for whatever reason. Then we try to call them. We try to email them to get the communication back on track. But we have no, other than manually helping each and every person that needs our help, we don't have any other tips or kind of formal ways to do it.
Communicate, of course, is the number one takeaway there. So, Tomasz, exactly. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you some questions about mistakes people make in speccing. That's kind of a fun topic. So everybody hang tight. We'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Book lovers and hundreds of compelling contemporary authors are heading to Miami for the 34th annual Miami Book Fair, Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. See in person amazing authors, including Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Al Franken, Russell Banks, Michael Eric Dyson, Armistead Maupin, Angela J. Davis, Scott Turow, Walter Isaacson, and many more. The 34th annual Miami Book Fair. For more information, visit miamibookfair.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Let's press forward with more Press This, only on cranberry.fm.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on Webmaster Radio. Again, this is your host, David Vogelpohl, and I'm here with Tomasz with Codable. Tomasz, before the break, we were talking about communication being super important to getting good specs. Now I want to talk to you about mistakes, what mistakes people make when creating specs. you know, I remember I had one project and we were building a platform for a customer, and there was just some really core misunderstandings around the kind of platform we were building. We get halfway through the project and they're not satisfied. We're over budget. We're not satisfied. And if we'd have just gotten specification on what one word meant in the beginning, we would have avoided all that pain. So what are mistakes that you see people make either at Codable or beyond that really cause them headaches and problems as they try to build good specs with their client?
Well, there's many of them, really. I would say one, there's a couple that stand out the most. The specifications themselves can be either too short or too long. Now, you may ask, what is, you know, neither too short, neither too long? And there's no good answer to this. There needs to be some reason behind it. Like, too short means that people write some nonsense like, I need somebody to help me on an unfinished project, and maybe a sentence or two more, and that's it, right? You can't realistically expect somebody to even glance over it because it's too short to be even noticeable. On the other hand, some people overcomplicate when they post their project for the first time, and they write long sentences, a lot of it, and it's sometimes hard for an expert to see what's what because there's just so much text, right? So the first issue is an indication that it will be hard for a client or for the developer to get all the necessary information. But while the other extreme is indicative that the client will most likely have to have, you know, every say and will constantly watch over developer's shoulder and will be a bit of control freak, if you will. Now, the third one, which is quite common as well, is underestimating the amount of work, because just because it's WordPress and just because it's, you know, the ecosystem is so vast and there's so much plugins out there that clients often think that, you know, it's just a couple of clicks. And I've done this mistake myself, you know, as a developer. I said, hey, this will just take, you know, a couple of clicks. And clients do this a lot, right? Hey, it will just take a couple of clicks. And then what they expect, the mindset they bring to the table is that this will be cheap, right? When in reality, when some of the quote-unquote easy projects come in and our experts actually check the code and they see the mess that it is behind it, it's just, you know, impossible to meet their budgets. So I guess because WordPress itself is open source, there's this, you know, kind of mentality that things should be as cheap as possible. When reality, you know, to hone your WordPress skills, it takes years. It takes 5-10 years of intense reading. I mean, there's no WordPress in colleges. You have to learn it yourself. So we're talking thousands upon thousands of hours to master it, to become an expert. And then, of course, you don't want to just be considered somebody that works, you know, on a cheap project.
So, Tomasz, quick question. We've only got a couple minutes left here, but what can businesses do or developers do? What's one quick tip that they can protect themselves from either paying too much or not billing enough? Like, what's your number one tip for making sure that scope creep or underscoping doesn't negatively affect that relationship?
Hop on a phone call and talk to people with your voice, not with sending text or emails or whatever. Have a specification ready. It doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to make sense. It needs to outline your current situation, like we said before. It needs to outline what your business goals with this project are. And then you need to leave your phone number on which the expert can call you. Because it's what we see constantly is that people, especially those that are not very technical, prefer to talk to experts because it's much easier and less things get lost in translation if you talk to somebody. So yeah, pick up your phone and make a call.
So don't just take that 40-page RFP the client sends you and go make an application based off of that. Communicate often is what I gathered from what you said there.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tomáš, for joining the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And if you guys would like to read up more about Tomáš and Codable, you can check it out at codable.io, a marketplace for finding vetted advanced WordPress developers. Again, we recommend them WP Engine. I personally recommended them, and the folks I've recommended have all had a good time. So thanks again, Tomáš, for joining the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the Press This WordPress Community Podcast on Webmaster Radio. We release new episodes every Tuesday. You can subscribe on iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or download future and past episodes at webmasterradio.fm/shows/press this. I'm joined here nearly every week with our co-host Stephen Wern.
Hello, adios.
And thanks, everyone. Again, I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.